This is Les O'Coin.
My wife Sue and I don't use our cell phone very much, certainly not in airports and public places where the use of such phones is a major pain in the ankle. But we bought one several years ago for practical reasons. If Sue drives from Ashland to Bozeman, Montana, for example, to see our two granddaughters and their parents, I want her to have a phone in the car for emergencies. And let me tell you, Sue does too. Recently, though, we became dissatisfied with our service and wanted to switch providers. If you've ever tried this, I'll bet your blood pressure has jumped more than a point or two. Mine has. To change your cell phone provider, you have to buy a new phone of the provider's choice, even if your existing instrument is in perfect condition. Over time, you're either forced by economics to ignore providers who offer you better coverage or special features, or, if you cough up the money anyway, your desk drawer will be filled with perfectly workable cell phones that have become worthless pieces of junk only because they are deliberately designed not to work with your new service provider. Why does this annoy me so much? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because this ripoff is a kind of metaphor for the political culture that treats us as money-chucking units instead of people with budgets. Contrast the cell phone industry with the computer industry. If PC makers followed the example of the cell phone makers, we would have to throw away a perfectly good computer every time we switched to a new internet service. The difference is that personal computers are built to a universal standard. This means that any computer can connect to any internet carrier. But in the case of your good friends in the cell phone industry, manufacturers are not required to meet a universal standard. In fact, there is none. So, service providers dictate your choice of telephones. Switch carriers and ta-da! You have to buy the new carrier's telephone of choice. If this sounds like a conspiracy against the consumer, well, my friend, maybe you weren't born yesterday. It doesn't have to be this way. In Europe, consumers buy any wireless telephone they want, and that phone works with any carrier. The industry is compelled to use a universal standard. Here in the United States, the industry will lobby hard against any move toward a universal system. The carriers love a mostly captive audience, and the telephone makers really, really appreciate how the current system keeps their production lines artificially and unnecessarily full. But what is government for, if not to protect us from predators like these? This is Les O'Coin.